The 41-page memo was written about 14 months before the U.S. actually killed Anwar al-Awlaki, a U.S. citizen, by a drone strike in Yemen. And what the memo does is go step by step through the question of whether doing that would have been illegal. The memo was written in July of 2010. The drone strike was carried out about 14 months later. What it says is that it's true, there is a law that makes it illegal to kill an American citizen overseas, but the memo says there is a public safety justification exception to that, just as a policeman can lawfully kill someone in the United States when they have the proper reason for that. They say al-Awlaki was operational in al-Qaeda, that killing him would be a legitimate use of the war power, that it would not violate the international law of war, and that it was acceptable even though the killing would take place in Yemen, which was outside of the normal al-Qaeda battlefield in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The memo says the Justice Department couldn't find any case that said that a battlefield couldn't be extended legally whenever someone was undertaking action against the U.S. outside that battlefield. So it said there is a right to target members of an enemy's armed forces. Capture wasn't feasible, and for all those reasons, the killing would be legally justified, the memo says, whether it was carried out by DOD operating the drone or the CIA.